Hey y'all, it's me again, Bonnie Violet. I just wanted to take a second and thank my Patreon members. Patreon members are folks who contribute on a monthly basis anywhere from $3 to $150 a month to support the work of a queer chaplain. Big shout out to Victoria Thompson, Jason Brandt, Brandon Stanton, Kim Silva, Brandy McCarg, Randy Sandknot, Bob Kaiser, Joey Huckmeister, Violet Rhiannon, Gabriel, Jonathan, Patrick, and Todd Atkins-Whitley. Thank you so much for your continued contributions. And if you're interested in joining the Patreon, just check the link in the description. Go to patreon.com/BonnieViolet. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Good morning, Lacers. How's it going? Bonnie Violet here, a queer chaplain. And you have found yourself at number 25, number 25 of the Daily Lives in week 5 of Lacing Your Narrative with the Spiritual Threat. As always on Mondays, I'm kind of in transition of getting ready for Splintered Grace, so I'm in drag. I feel like I'm a little clowny today. That's okay. I might just change my hair color. I'll look a little bit better later. But anywho, today and this week, we're focusing on how is your spirit? Kind of how is your now? Like, what is it that you believe? Maybe what is it that you don't believe right now? What are some of the things that you do to stay connected? Those are the sorts of things that we're kind of focusing on today. One of the things that in response to yesterday's conversation was thinking about what is it that I do believe? Like, what is it that, what is it that I do actually believe? And I think for me, sometimes it's easier to think about what I don't believe. I don't know. I guess I just feel like there's a lot of unknowns, and a lot of the times I do best. Sometimes I feel like I do best when I don't know everything, or when I feel like there's more that I don't know than what I do know. I think being in a space of knowing everything or feeling like there's nothing more to learn or to understand is not a good place for spiritual growth. This morning, I'm going to be on Splintered Grace with my aunt, and we're going to be talking about catchphrases that we choose to live by. And so been thinking a little bit about that as well. It's just like, and catchphrases, I think, is another way of saying like maybe slogans or maybe phrases or things that a lot of us say, or we have heard other people say that we kind of that we kind of hold on to. Like for me, I think one of the big ones that really resonate to me is that we're only as sick as our secrets. So I think the idea of like not being able to be honest about certain things, and that's not necessarily that like everybody has to know everything that you're doing in specifics, but I think it's about being honest with yourself about what's going on in your life, maybe what fears you have, what challenges that you're having, maybe relationships that you're in, you know, whatever. I think being able to talk with someone else about that, whether it's a spiritual leader or a friend or whatever, I think for me, that's always it's always something that I check in on. Like, do I have things in my life that I'm not, I'm not sharing with other people? And so I think those are the things to kind of be thinking about, like, where are those blind spots or those areas that I could be thinking about just thinking a little bit more about. So that's one that kind of comes to mind for me is like, yeah, we're only as sick as our secrets. And I think for me, the thing that I have a really hard time sharing that's been on my mind a lot lately is more so about being able to like ask for help or being able to be open about some of the challenges that you might be going through at any given time. I think for me, I put off a lot of, like I have it all together and I'm taken care of, and which I am. Don't get me wrong, like I am. And I think that's something that I've gotten really good at doing. It's just, you know, I don't need much to like be okay. I think so for me, I know that that's an area that I still have a really hard time just being honest with people about when I'm challenged, when I'm like struggling with something. Yeah, it feels so weird to like to say we're only as sick as our secrets, and then for me not to be like transparent about it. I think for me, like just to put it out there, it's been difficult for me to put it out there too, given the setting. But I left my job, you know, back in August, and I haven't had any income since then, and I am taken care of. I have food, I have shelter, I don't have, I just don't have a lot of income. I don't know where things are going to come into play at some point in time. Fortunately, I do have like my medical insurance so that I can still get my HIV medication and still see therapy. So in a lot of ways, I feel like I have a lot, there are some things that I'm behind on. And so, I think those are things that I have to figure out how to be honest with. And I'm being honest with like, it's not like there's nobody that knows that those are the challenges that I'm having and it's not the end of the world. But I think those are the things that I just need to, like, if we're talking about spirituality and we're talking about like growth and kind of living, I think for me, that's something that I could do better at is being able to really share about some of the, some of the parts that I feel like I shouldn't, be in this place of, or like shouldn't be like struggling with that particular thing or whatever. So, my sunburn is showing. I got sunburnt yesterday, but, anywho, I don't know where I was going with that. I'm really excited about, speaking more this morning with my aunt at 10:30, talking about, some of these slogans and some of these phrases that we live by. I'm curious to hear what hers are. And I'm curious for me to share some of mine as well. So, I appreciate you all, listening to this, whoever is and whoever popped in. Continue your work this week with checking in and how's your spirit? What are spiritual practices? What is the condition of your spirit, the condition of your heart and your belief, and kind of finding ways to really kind of jot that down in one way or another, or express it, or that sort of thing. So good morning, Casa Maria. Thanks for joining, popping in this morning. I've been really loving your engagement with the work. So thank you so much. I do find it very encouraging. So thank you so much. Apologize for my lower energy this morning and maybe being in my head, but that's just the truth of where I'm at, I guess. So you're stuck with that. Have a good rest of your day. Maybe I'll see you on Splintered Grace, and you can share some of your slogans and catchphrases there, or you can share them here as well. And I will see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. for our daily live, number 26. Hey y'all, Bonnie Violet here again. Just wanted to take a second to let you know about Splintered Grace Podcast. Splintered Grace Podcast just completed its fifth season entitled Still Seeking. Splintered Grace is a podcast that I co-host with my aunt, who is a conservative Christian and one of my biggest supporters in my trans identity and just life in general. While many family members are choosing to no longer speak, we have chosen to sit at the table and engage in difficult conversations to find peace and restoration. Over our 24-year relationship, we have had a lot of ups and downs, and we haven't always really liked each other. We definitely never understood each other, and still some of it we don't, but we love one another so much and so hard and really work hard to show up for one another. And our hope is that by listening to this podcast, others may be able to begin to have peace and restoration in some of their other relationships with family members and or other loved ones. Check it out, Splintered Grace Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube. Take care. Love ya. Bye.